Æthelflæd often told Samantha and Natalia that they were the worst friends any girl could have. Both her friends were stunning, and Æthelflæd was nothing special, and she knew it. The gossips in town liked to comment that Samantha and Natalia only went out with Æthelflæd so that people could make the comparison. But Æthelflæd did not feel inferior. Her opinion was, although she didn't mention anything to her friends, that she was much more fun and that, in comparison, her friends were a bit boring. Samantha usually had a ponytail, but today her wavy blonde hair was loose. She was wearing a long blue blouse with triangles at the bottom, some cream shorts, a grey neck scarf, and a belt. Natalia was also beautiful, but in the opposite way to Samantha. Her mum was Spanish and her dad Brazilian, so she had dark curly hair and always had a tan, even in winter. Æthelflæd met them when they were just 4 years old at nursery. They had other friends, but they were always together. When they arrived at the stadium, the whole area was like a festival, with a market and a fair, music and flags. They saw posters with the team captain's face, with the words, "Yes, we can," and "Now is the time." Everyone was talking and no one was listening, but it didn't matter. This was the moment the town was waiting for. That morning, the local newspaper had a special edition with the headline, "Davingstock's greatest moment of sporting glory." It was the North Kent Football Club final. When Æthelstan was explaining the event to his father, he told him, "Davingstock will be famous for more than 50 miles around."